Understand the breath of God that can fill every word spoken out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. So you're speaking with the anointing, with the power of God. And I know sometimes I've said some, in fact, often I've said flippant things, and you said, Darren, don't you realize how powerful your words are? Don't mm-hmm. say that. Mm-hmm. Well, you're right on in correcting me there. And I praise God for a godly marriage where we can have some checks and balances.
Accountability,
and
yes.
we need to submit to my wife. No, really, I'm submitting there to Holy Spirit because he's speaking through you to give me correction in that time of flippancy,
yeah.
which I shouldn't have said those things. But, you know, we have flesh hanging around, hanging on us, and occasionally we get into that. But here, God is saying, in a sense, and I believe this is what it's saying, these are the ways of God. My anointing is so strong in your words that if you will speak to that circumstance, mm-hmm. you will blow that mountain down.
That's right.
Not because, primarily because you are, but who you're in.
That's right. Not because you have strong horses or strong vehicles or great technology. It's not by might nor by power. It's not by the great armies we have or by the great power that we have, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And Zechariah brought this prophecy to Zerubbabel and to Joshua. These were the two olive trees that were representative here in the fourth chapter of Zechariah. And Darren, do you know what these two olive trees are called? I just love this. In the literal Hebrew, they're called sons of fresh oil. And Darren, we've got sons of fresh oil today.
Right.
We've got people who are anointed of God to bring Holy Spirit to this fallen world, and we need to call ourselves people of fresh oil, people of fresh anointing of Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Well, I'd like to speak to some mountains.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to speak by the anointing and the power of Holy Spirit. Father God, I speak in the name of Jesus and by the power and the anointing of Holy Spirit that I know you poured upon the Word, and the Word of God is in our lives. And when we speak, that anointing goes forth. And Father God, right now, we come against those things would keep our friends who are listening to this message from acquiring and achieving and realizing and experiencing the vision that you put in their heart. So Lord, we speak to those mountains of doubt,
yes.
fear, and unbelief.
Yes.
And we command them to be loosed. We command them to be knocked down. And Lord, I know that you can knock down those mountains. It can become like a plane. Some of our friends are in a box canyon, Father God. They're boxed in by all kinds of circumstances, all kinds of death and dying and doom and gloom and bankruptcy and failure, and the list could go on and on, Lord. But right now, we speak to those mountains by the anointing of Holy Spirit, and we say grace, grace, grace,
yes.
enablement, power, ability of Holy God is going forth on behalf of our friends. And Father, I thank you that anointing now settling down over us as teachers of the Word, over our friends who are listening today. And Lord, I know you prepared their hearts ahead of time to hear this message. Like you spoke to Samuel, you said the next day things would happen. Well, we're saying today as we deliver this message, there will be many days of great success as that anointing goes forth and removes the burden and destroys the yoke. In the powerful name of Jesus, by the anointing of Holy Spirit, we speak and pray. Amen.
Amen. We call all of you sons and daughters of fresh oil, and we say that you are capable of doing mighty and great exploits in the Lord as you take this teaching and make it a part of your life. Oh, Darren, I believe that we can go on as a mighty army of the Lord God.
I agree. Well, God
praise
bless.
The Lord.